Good morning, everybody. It's so nice to see everybody. Bereshus, Rabbi Shachter, Bereshus, Rabbi Berman, Bereshus, Rabbi Penner. If I keep doing that, we'll be here for a while. So, Bereshus, Maran, Rabbanan, Rabosai. Next week, Purim is coming up, and this year I would anticipate that we're going to get many more shilas than we normally get about people working on Purim, because Purim happens to come out smack in the middle of a week this week. It comes out on a Tuesday. So just the other day, one of the guys in our kollel came over to me and he told me that he is living and being supported by his wife, who has a decent paying job, pays even more than the kollel, and his wife is part of a team at work where there are two or three members of the team, and every once in a while, three or four times a year, there's something that comes up that has to be addressed immediately and that the entire team has to go into a high intensity mode, and one such event is coming up next Tuesday. So he wanted to know if his wife is allowed to work on Purim. So working on Purim, Malach on Purim, is one of those difficult concepts to understand, because we're very good at black and white kind of things. When there's something that's absolutely mutter b'malacha, we know what that means. When there's an issa malacha, like on Shabbos, we know what that means. So how exactly are we magdir the issa malacha on Purim? So the background is as follows. The Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Hei tells us that Rebbe was not a netiya b'Purim, and the Gemara tells us that Purim is a time of is not a type of Yom Tov which is atzer b'asiyas malacha. It is, in fact, it's not a conventional Yom Tov. It is mutter b'asiyas malacha. But the Gemara says there are some places where they have a minag not to do malacha, and in places where there's a minag not to do malacha, one is obligated to follow that minag. So the Rishonim, when they quote this halacha about the heter of asiyas malacha on Purim, there are four different ways that Rishonim quote this heter. One is the way the Rif and the Rush quote it, where they just quote the Gemara's conclusion that there is no iser of asiyas malacha. They don't even mention anything about a minag, just because there was some minag somewhere in Bavel at some point in history that has no bearing on the Rif and the Rush, and therefore there's no iser asiyas malacha according to the Rif and the Rush. The Rambam also quotes this heter asiyas malacha, but the Rambam concludes v'aval pikein ein ra'oi lasos b'malacha. It's not appropriate to do malacha on Purim. Amru chachamim kalosa malacha b'yom Purim ein ra'a simin bracha li'olam. And the Rambam says that one works on Purim, he's not going to see a simin bracha. So interesting, the Rambam also doesn't quote the minag. He just says that there's a heter malacha. It's just really not a great idea. Many other Rishonim, however, quote the Gemara as is. Rabbi Chananel and the Balamor and the Ran all quote the Gemara as a heter asiyas malacha, plus a minhag, that if there's a minhag not to do malacha, then one is obligated to follow the minhag. And then you have the Itur and the Me'iri that quote the Gemara as is, that there's a heter asiyas malacha. When there's a minhag, you're not allowed to do malacha, and then they let us in on a secret. By the way, wherever you live nowadays, that's our minhag, that the minhag is that there's an iser asiyas malacha. So it goes across the spectrum from not even mentioning the minhag to telling us that we're all bound by that minhag. So how does this play out in Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch passed in Siman Tafrei Sadivav Sif Aleph, Purim Mutar Basias Malacha, Ubimakam Shenagu Shelo Lasos Malach Shelo Lasos Ein Osin. In a place where the minig is not to do malacha, we don't do malacha. And then the Rama adds, Va'idna Nagu Bekol Makam Shelo Lasos, like the most machmir possible shita, that nowadays our minig is that we don't do malacha. And the Mechaber then adds the Rambam's point that Ha'osa Ein Aras Simin Bracha Me'osa Malacha Li'olam, that if you do malacha, you're not going to see any Simin Bracha from that malacha. So it's a combination of all the most machmir possible shitos. Shulchan Aruch does allow for certain exceptions, though. He says, Beis Chasnus Lubno, Avorniki Shal Malachim, the Ramah allows for Kol Meleches Mitzvah to write down Piskei Halachos, or even doing Malachos Gemuros if they are Litzorech Purim. So an example of a Meleches Mitzvah is pointed out by the Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel. He says, if, let's say, Purim falls out on Friday, you're allowed to cut your nails for Shabbos. That would be an example of a Meleches Mitzvah. Now, what exactly is the geder of this Isser Asiyas Malacha? Meaning, it doesn't seem like it's a Shabbos Yom Tov type of geder. So they quote from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Torah Samoadim that it has to be patterned after something. So you should look at Hilchos Melechas Chalamoed. And whatever you don't do on Chalamoed, that's what you don't do on Purim. However, Morena Rav Shechter Shlita in Nefesh HaRav, page Reish Chav Zayin, quotes from Rav Salvechik that no, the geder over here is an issue of Hesed Pesach Hadas, meaning this was a minhag not to do malacha. So what was that minhag based on? The minhag was to try to enhance the experience of Purim. So it should be most similar to, although almost the opposite of, the Isra of malacha during Avelus, right? When a person is an Avel, they're not allowed to do malacha because it's Masiach Das from the Avelus. But an Avel is allowed to turn on a light, an Avel is allowed to turn off a light, he's allowed to do simple things. So Rav Shachter quotes from Soloveitchik that the idea is not to be Masiach Das from the Simcha of Purim, so small, matter-of-fact type of malachos are mutter. The Isser malacha is not an independent Isser, it's a way to enhance the Simchas Purim. Rav Rimon gives the example of writing a name or a message on a card that goes along with the Mishloach Manos, when you erase the name of whoever gave it to you and you're passing it on to the next. So to just write that down, that's a Tzorich Purim, and that's a totally permissible form of malacha. There are a number of exceptions that are explicit in the Gemara and in the Rishonim as far as the Isra Asiyas Malacha. The Gemara allows, like we said, Malacha Shel Simcha, so a Beis Chaslus to Beno, or to plant a Natiya Shel Simcha, or writing Chidushei Torah, because Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misamche Lev, so that's considered Malacha Shel Simcha, an Igera Shel She'el Shalom, or to note some sort of Chov or anything that doesn't require much focus, is Mutter. Trumas Hadeshin, Sim Kuf Yud Bey says that even in places that they're knowing not to not do Malacha, you can do Tfiros Vitziyurim Vekama Mine Malachos Litzorech Purim. Whatever you need to do to decorate the house for Purim, or to do, or to sew up the costume that's ripping, or whatever else needs to be done that's for the sake of helping in the Simcha of Purim, that's certainly going to be mutter. Now there are a number of other exceptions as well. The Shaar Tzion quotes a Prima Gadim that Kol Davar Shiyah Bo Hefsid Shari, the Kol Davar Simcha Mutter Bepurim, that anytime there would be a loss that would be experienced for failure to do malacha, that's called a malacha shel simcha, and therefore that's mutter. Mishra Brura says prakmatya is mutter, because it's a simcha for a person to be able to make some money. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Hashem Orchos of Yemait bi Yeshivas Hachanus. It's not a good idea, he says, to open up your store, but if by opening up your store you're going to make more money is a simcha, and therefore a person is permitted to do that on, it's permissible for a person to do that on Purim. Mishra Brura writes, you're allowed to do Amir La'akum for sure, because that's not Masiach Yer Das at all, whatsoever. The Shaar Tzion in the bottom of the Shabura points out that an Ani Shein Lo Mayochal certainly could do Malacha on Purim. There is an interesting discussion whether the Yisra Malacha applies on the night of Purim. So Bir Alacha says, L'chara, the Minuk was only during the day, wasn't at night, so you're allowed to do Malacha at night. However, he quotes a Chasam Sofer that's Machmir, and the logic of the Chumra is based on a Turi Evin in Megillah Dav Zayin. Turi Evin says that just like the Yisra of Hesped V'tainis is at night, so probably the Yisra Malacha, the Minug, not do Malacha, was patterned after the Yisra of Hesped V'tainis, and therefore it would apply at night as well. In Siddur Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says that even if you do Malacha, Yesh Lizar Shlo Yamshich Bav Yizbatel Misimchas Purim, that one should be very cautious that the Malacha should not lead him to be Mevatel from the proper Simcha of Purim. So can a person go to work on Purim? It's the Shaila we're all going to be asked. So based on the Ramah, it would seem that it's also to go to work on Purim, but the Taz says that if you can make money and it will bring you simcha, right, that fits one of our exceptions, that if you can make money and it's going to bring you simcha to make money, it technically fits the heter of simcha, and that's quoted by the Mishra Brura and Sivkatan Gimel. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes it as well, again, even though the Aruch HaShulchan discourages it, technically mutter if you can make money. But the heter of the Taz L'chora only works if you're actually going to make more money if you work on Purim. A salaried employee is most likely not going to make any more money from working on Purim, and that would be a much more challenging heter. I don't know how to account for the possibility that you'll get a bigger bonus if you work on Purim, especially for this kolel guy's wife, where it's going to, and it's the tzorach mitzvah, she's supporting his learning and everything, but that she's going to have a bigger bonus if she, or maybe she'll lose her bonus entirely if she doesn't work at the most intense time. So then you probably have a heter. A self-employed person certainly makes more money when they work on Purim. But whatever heterim exists, it's important to emphasize that the ideal way to experience Simchas Purim is to be fully present in the day, and to the extent that it's possible that a person could maybe log on to work remotely for an hour or two if they need to, but to really be present in the Simcha of Purim That's really what it's all about. That's what Rav Shachter explains in Nefesh HaRav, that the point is that we shouldn't be Masiach Das from the Simcha of Purim. We should be fully experiencing the Simcha of Purim. Just wanted to let everybody.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.